It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with Season 3, Episode 31 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. It's time for baseball, softball, and all those spring sports. But first, we're going to talk about the number 74 as we go through our numbers and the great players that wore every number. I see a couple there that I know who are. We'll start with Ray Penny, Tony.
Ray Penny was a Steeler guard in
Of course he was.
he's a guy that's probably in the Hall of Very Good, and if it wasn't for the Steeler fatigue, might have been in some Hall of Fame conversations. But you know, you can't put all those 70 Steelers in the Hall of Fame. But he was a great guard. Yep. And then Mr. Cowboys on there.
Yeah, Bob Lilly.
He's definitely probably one of the all time great Cowboys.
Yeah.
Merlin Olsen, a great football player. He's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame for football, but he was also a great actor.
Yeah.
Was on Little House on the Prairie. Yeah. So, and then Bruce Matthews played 19 seasons of offensive line in the NFL for the Cleveland Browns. One thing you can say about the Cleveland Browns is people are loyal to them. I mean, my dad's still the Browns fan. They haven't been to the playoffs in 25 years, and he's still... he's still loyal to him.
One thing you can say about Bruce Matthews is he's got a whole family in the NFL.
He does.
Brothers, nephews, sons. Yep.
There's some good DNA in that group. And as we record this, today's St. Patrick's Day, guys. So I come up with a little extra little thing for us to talk about. Who's the best Irish athlete ever? You ought to hit this.
Rory McIlroy.
Rory McIlroy is number one. You're exactly.
That's where I was
going. But you should get number two. You should be all over number two.
It's Connor McGregor.
Connor McGregor. There you go.
I was going to say Connor McDavid.
It's Connor McDavid. Yeah.
And third,
he's a wee lad.
And third, if you Google it, is Paul O'Donovan, who won three gold medals rowing in the Olympics.
Yeah.
I'm surprised none of you guys come up with
it.
There's a big drop off from two to three.
Who was that? Sean White, that snowboarder. I mean, I know he was like America, but he had red hair.
Red hair.
Kind of looked like that.
Yeah.
Did you look this up? Who are the? Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Connor McGregor's got to be the. No. I was trying to think because I was like. Who would it be, and what do they play in Ireland? What do they play there?
They leave.
Cricket?
Soccer, rugby.
Yeah, rugby, golf. Soccer, and maybe cricket, you know?
Apparently they play golf because Roy McIlroy is a great golfer.
Do you think he made more money than Conor McGregor?
Yes.
Yeah?
No, I don't know. Conor McGregor's made a lot of money.
Yeah. Now, he's like $300 million or something.
He blew it all,
beating
up people he shouldn't beat up.
If you have that much money,
Roy
you can pay him off.
Probably still has more of the money that he made.
But McGregor could beat Rory up and take it.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
True. That's exactly.
And Paul O'Donovan could take a boat over to him.
Yeah.
I don't think that'd help him against Conor McGregor. Conor would take it away from him and beat him with it.
Yeah.
I'm really laugh at him.
I'm trying to think. Were there any others? Anybody else? That was it.
Those were the top three. There was another golfer in there, Patty
O'Brien.
No,
yeah,
Patty O'Brien.
Oh, Harrington or something.
Padraig
Harrington.
He was fourth.
I figured Shane Lowry.
I was afraid I couldn't say it, so I didn't put him on the list.
Yeah.
And you couldn't.
That's right.
You were right.
That's right. Hey, you got to know your strengths, man. My Appalachianese.
Anything else about number 74 or St. Patrick's Day or anything?
Nope.
All right, let's get into baseball and softball.
Since 1966, York Gary Autoplex has been serving Southwest Arkansas over 60 years of supporting families, schools, and of course, our scrappers. Just like the scrappers never quit on the field, York Gary has never quit on this community. York Gary Autoplex, celebrating 60 years of service and always going the extra mile.
All right, now we're going to talk about Nashville and Nashville Scrappers, man. They're 3-2-1, which you don't see one very often on in the baseball standings, do you, Tony?
Yeah, what's up with that?
One tie.
And it was during it was in their tournament.
Yeah.
And it was Star City, I believe, and I think it was a 13-13 tie.
Yeah.
So, there's no extra innings or anything?
In a tournament game, you know, you've got usually 2 hour windows to play those games in, and yeah, I don't know the exact reason they called it a tie, but that's what they did.
Hmm. Yeah. Hmm. And so this week they had a good week though. They won 3 out of 4. They beat Ashdown. They beat Valonia. They beat Smackover, and they lost to Gravett. This week they've got the Camden Fairview Cardinals home and away in that genius 7-4A scheduling. and then, you know, the Nashville Scrapperettes, they've had a good year too. They're 2-2. They lost at Star City, which is a little surprising to me. Mm-hmm.
It is.
Mm-hmm. But Star City, a lot of good girl athletes over there. And then
lost to Malvern
10-0.
Which, that's no big shock. Malvern is a softball powerhouse. We were talking before, the coldest softball game I've ever called was at Malvern.
Yeah.
Oh, my lands.
and probably lost that game, too.
Huh? Well, I'm sure we did.
Yeah. That makes it colder, right?
Yeah.
It gets warmer when you're up and moving around.
Yeah, I was sitting at a picnic table calling a softball game and wishing I could tear it apart and set it on fire.
Yeah.
Been there.
Yeah. Oh, man. But, you know, so they lost a couple of weeks. This week, it doesn't look like they got Bryant Monday. That's probably going to be a tough game for them, too.
Yeah, that Bryant has a really good girls softball team. They kind of get a break Tuesday and Friday with the Camden back and forth. But yeah. Bryant will be a tough – that'll be a tough game. But, you know what? They get better playing those games.
Yeah.
You know, you can play a bunch of cupcakes to start with, and mm-hmm. you probably should play one or two for confidence sake. You don't want to mm-hmm. go out there and play, you know, the who's who of Arkansas high school girls softball. But you also want to put your competition at a level that you're ready for conference play. Nashville does a good job of that.
And I think they do that in all sports.
They do.
Yeah, you know, I mean, both the baseball team and the softball team is both basketball teams.
That's right.
And I think that it doesn't reflect as well on your record overall sometimes, but it does make you a better basketball team as you move forward in the conference.
That's right.
So, and same thing going to happen with softball and baseball for the Nashville Scrappers and Scrapperettes. And we look forward to seeing what they're going to do over the next coming week. We got Bunch Nichols from the Nashville Scrappers and Scrapperettes on the line today, and we appreciate you so much, Bunch, for getting on the phone with us and talking to us. I want to talk to you about two or three things. First of all, I just want to congratulate you and the entire Nashville Scrapper Nation on a magnificent job in hosting the regional basketball tournament. It was great.
Absolutely, it was.
Well, I tell you, I appreciate that. I really do. We like doing things like that. And, you know, I mean, it's always good when you have a chance to play at home and you play in front of your fans and your community and you bring in some folks, from other places. And when you do, you try to do it right. And that's all we try to do is to try to provide some good hospitality and try to do things right.
Well, I tell you, from everything I saw, you did it right, and I'm gonna tell you, if you can keep that lady in there in the hospitality room, she may be the most important hire you make as the athletic director in the coming years.
Well, you know, the bad thing about that, I hadn't got my bill yet, and that's what's kind of worrying me. But no, she does a great job. She's a local person. We try to use our local community for everything that we do, and they support us, and we try to give back and support them. But the lady you're talking about has a restaurant here in town. It's called the Hickory House. I highly recommend to anyone coming through Nashville to, if you have time for lunch. Now, it's not open for dinner. She's open for breakfast early, and she's open for lunch. But they definitely take care of you. And she took care of us in that hospitality room. We got all kinds of people from you know, to Queen to Arkadelphia, people in our conference all the way over from 8-4A that says, hey, that was a great hospitality room. She did a great job, and we certainly appreciate her.
Yeah, it was a great job. And just to kind of wrap up basketball season for the Scrappers and Scrapperettes, you know, I know it didn't end the way that anybody wants. But, you know, it's only one team that gets to hold that trophy up at the end of the year, and everybody 100%. Else is disappointed if that's what your goal is, and it should be. But, you know, Scrappers end up losing to the eventual state champion Hall Warriors, and then the Scrapperettes, you know, losing the quarterfinal round. Is that correct? Quarterfinals? I believe that's correct.
Yeah, we got beat in the quarterfinals to Batesville Southside. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest with you, I just shoot you straight. That's a game that we thought we were going to win. It's a game that mm-hmm. that myself and even Coach Paul Dean will tell you we let one get away. We felt like we should not have gotten beat that night. We picked a bad night to not play well, and that happens in high school athletics. I don't care what sport it is. It can happen to anybody. But, boy, that's one that you're going to remember for a long time, that you let get away and probably prevented you for a chance to maybe play for a state championship. Pulaski Academy, they put us out last year, and they're definitely a good basketball team that went on to win the state championship.
Yeah, and can't disagree with you there. I know the Scrapperettes were disappointed in their season, but man, they had a great season.
They did, and if they played Southside,
they had a real good season. And for those that group of seniors, I mean, just unbelievable. Coming in here and having the type of season they had, and then you look at our boys on the other side, first 20 game winning season that Coach Aaron Worthen's had in a long time. So it was a good season for him as well. And you kind of go back and have to reflect on some of that stuff. But the bottom line is, you know, you give your kids an opportunity, number one, to get in the state tournament. If you go around and I want to say this, and I'm not just saying that just because of you got me on the phone right now, but Brett Burgess and his group at DeQueen, of course, winning a state championship last year, just a great job of Coach Burgess over there, and then to come back this year and make another run at it at the state tournament, that's a feather in his cap. And we had a good showing in the state tournament from the 7-4A conference. I didn't know if that was going to be the case early in the year, but it was. None of us won from a 7-4A conference, but we had some teams that go up there that went up there and fought their tails off and had a great showing.
Yeah, I really did, and I think that when you look at how far, you know, Magnolia got, they did really well in the boys,
right.
And then both Nashville teams and the Queen girls. Getting the states is not as easy as you think it is. It takes some effort, and you got to be a good basketball team.
Arkadelphia may have improved more than anybody. Their girls team from midseason on, and at the end of the year, nobody wanted to play them.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Arkadelphia, I mean, they kind of started out slow, and as the year went on, as you just stated, got better and better, and we could tell that. I can remember going to Arkadelphia in our second round of the double round robin, and they played our tail off there for about a half, mm-hmm. And then we finally got after them in the second half and beat them, but it was not an easy go there in that first half at Arkadelphia, and they did a great job.
Well, moving on, Bunch, if we can now, to baseball and softball, both the Scrappers and Scrapperettes are looking pretty good. And in both those teams, of course, you got Carson Chambers pitching, which that helps.
He's dealing, man.
That helps you look good.
It does. You know, Carson, he's a kid that, you wish you had 10 or 20 Carson Chambers. I mean, the kid is just a competitor. He's a kid that's been raised right. His dad played for me back a long time ago in football, and his mom, I mean, they're just good salt of the earth people, and they've raised their kids right. Carson is a Southern Arkansas University commit. He'll be going to SAU to play baseball, and he is our bell cow. We've got one on this baseball team, I think that there's a Magnolia has a really good baseball team. I think the DeQueen Leopards are going to have a good baseball team with Coach Jimmy Harris. Boy, you got you a good coach over there, yeah. Coming back into Southwest Arkansas after being in Oklahoma. And probably one of the best things is I watched that shortstop play, which is his son, here in the Ralph Gross tournament. And he is a dandy. So, I think that Magnolia, DeQueen, we got to watch Arkadelphia play. Nashville, we've kind of been hit and miss, just to be honest with you. We've got a lot of seniors on this team, but a lot of them are not starters. We've had trouble throwing strikes. Carson Chambers, of course, has been our best pitcher. We've actually got a lot of arms, but we've had a hard time finding the strike zone with some of these guys. But we played some games. We went up to Prairie Grove this past weekend and played a three-game slate against some different folks and came away 2-1. So that always kind of helps to go out and see different people. But I really think that our conference, I think Magnolia and DeQueen, Arkadelphia, I think they got real good baseball teams. It's going to make some noise in the state tournament that'll be held right here at Nashville with the help of DeQueen on that first day.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I was going to mention about that. The state tournament is going to be in Nashville, but actually the first day part of it's going to be in DeQueen. So
yes, sir. We got to have two fields, and I appreciate Jason Sanders and Coach Bell over there helping us out on that deal, or we wouldn't be able to have the state tournament.
Well, and anytime we can get them down here in our neck of the woods, that helps. I really believe.
You know, guys, that old saying, these coaches will tell you, and of course, I'm just an old coach. I mean, I don't even know why they pay me to do what I do. But anyway, you really want to sleep in your own bed, you know?
Yes.
If you have kids, if you've ever been on the road and you've taken them away, sometimes, boy, you got to remember they're high school kids, and it's just easier for them to sleep at their own bed and able to get up and drive to Nashville or play right there at DeQueen or vice versa.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I mean, here's the deal: is you put a bunch of 16, 17, 18 year old kids in motel rooms, you don't know what's going on.
There's probably no sleeping going on for a long time, and that's not good.
That's right. But anyway, moving on to the Scrapperett softball team, they're 2-2 on the year. Last week was a tough week for them as they lost to Star City and Malvern, both good softball teams though. I know what Nashville's doing. They did it in basketball and they're doing it in baseball and softball too. They're playing some really good teams to make themselves better. Record doesn't really matter right now. They just want to get better.
And we are the Scrapperett softball team and our baseball team. Let me go to softball. We've kind of talked about baseball, mm-hmm. but softball-wise, Coach Boomer Brown, Lord, he's been doing it so long, and his recipe is kind of like Paul Dean's. We go play. Last night, we went to Henderson State University, and we played the Bryan Hornets, and we took a tail kicking. You know, and he's not happy today. But as I said, hey, you're playing Bryan. You're not playing the Sisters of the Poor.
That's right.
And anyway, hopefully we're going to get better. The biggest thing is probably like most of these teams around here, we do have an indoor area that we go in and practice. But it's been so wet and it's been so cold that we ain't been able to get back out on that softball field. And he has a extremely young bunch this year. That we have out there on the diamond, a bunch of new faces, and right now, just to be honest, we're not hitting it well, and we're making too many errors, and that's just, I mean, you can go to the scorebook and look at that. I did go over to Pleasant. We played Pleasant Grove, Texas, here last week, and guys, it's just amazing to me the money and the facilities that these Texas schools have. Mm-hmm. And we went over there, and I was just amazed at this softball complex. But we went over there, and you know, normally I like doing softball because it's normally pretty quick. Well, we played for 3 hours and 8 minutes. We played extra innings and beat them 13-12. One of the ugliest games I believe I've ever watched. and it's just not something I'm used to seeing out of a Boomer Brown softball team, and neither is he. So we've got a long ways to go for softball. Hopefully they're going to get better as time goes on. And I was messing with him this morning and I said, boy, it'd be a bad thing to host a state tournament, not have a team in it. And you'd never want to do that, but hopefully we will get better. Because evidently the 8-4A in baseball and softball is better. And so we're going to have all of us over here in 748 going to have our hands full when the end of April, you know, comes around 1st of May.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, man, I'm going to tell you, we about out of time, really. Got to let you go. I know you got more important things to do, but we really appreciate you talking to us.
We really do.
And hopefully we can contact you again and we can talk to you more about the scrappers.
Y'all call me anytime, and like I told you the last time I think I talked to you, I appreciate you two guys. Y'all do something that most people don't do. A lot of these small towns, I've gone to a lot of these places, and we do radio, and a lot of places don't even have radio anymore. So I appreciate everything y'all do for high school athletics, and especially those in areas like ours.
Well, thanks so much, Bunch. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you. Y'all have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Need reliable poultry equipment and service? Look no further than Hometown Poultry Supply in Nashville, right next to McDonald's. They carry the brands you know and trust, and they offer 24/7 service and repair because they know their birds can't wait. Whether you're updating, retrofitting, or starting fresh, Hometown Poultry Supply has your back.
Now it's time to talk about Mina. Mina Bearcats baseball, they're 0-3. They lost to DeQueen 11-1, Perryville 15-2 last week. This week they get Clarksville, they get Pottsville, and they get Mansfield
Don't, yeah, don't unload the bus.
Yeah, just stay on the bus and don't worry about it. Or maybe just go to Clarksville, spend the night, go to Pottsville, and then come turn around, come back through Mansfield, and then come home.
Oh, my God.
Are they all close?
Clarksville, Pottsville are both on I-40, basically.
Uh-huh.
And then, then Mansfield's back just south of Fort Smith.
Oh.
So it's all, you know, I mean,
yeah.
It could
none be. None of it's super close. Right. Mansfield's right. The closest.
Yeah.
But you have to be coming back every time.
Yeah, Mansfield's probably an hour away from Mina, right? Pretty close. But other than that, I mean, those two, Pottsville's on the east side of Russellville.
Hmm.
And then you got Clark.
Good day. I've never been to Pottsville.
Yeah, well, it is. In Clarksville.
So you're just saying I can't argue
with you. Yeah, you can't argue with me. So
yeah.
I wasn't trying to.
Oh, okay. Well, you can look it up if you want to. You got a phone. But if you know how to look it up on the phone.
Obviously, there's no arguing with you if you're wrong.
Yeah.
Well, you can argue with me. But if you want to be wrong, go ahead.
You have every right to be wrong.
That's right. Yeah. That's all good. But anyway, big week for them with three games, and you know, I know because they played the Leopards, which no shame in losing to the Leopards. Leopards got a good baseball team. No, and so I think that, you know, as they start, these are conference games. We'll see how they do in those and moving forward. Lady Cat softball is also 0-4. They lost to Pottsville 15-2, and Arkadelphia 12-3. They've got one game this week at Clarksville. So when you look at those games there, you know, Tony, I think that what's happening, and this is me assuming things just by looking at this, they've got kids playing the same sports or playing all the sports, and they've got to adjust and move forward, and it's going to take them a little while. They'll get there.
Lady Cats had a big week from Avery Montgomery. And the wins will start coming. Just hang in there and play them out.
CCCUA.edu. That is UA Cossatot's website for you to find out everything you need to know about applying and enrolling, programs of study, how to pay for college, all of their athletics and apparel, student life, community and workforce, and so much more. Your medical education will start here. UA Cossatot has the third highest college graduation rate in the state of Arkansas and is proud to be the first and only Hispanic-serving institution in the state as a member of the Hispanic Association of Colleges and Universities. We offer degrees and certificates in more than 24 fields and are a leader in implementing more affordable textbook-free courses and boast a variety of professional industry training certifications, small class sizes, low tuition, and quality online and in-class instruction. UA Casadat is committed to improving the lives of those in our region by providing quality education, outstanding service, and relevant industry training. And by going to cccua.edu, you can find everything you need to know, again, about campus dining and campus maps, the Center for Student Success and Consumer Information, financial aid, textbooks, payments, career pathways, scholarships, and so much more. Find out their vast amount of programs of study on offer, and you can find out how to apply and enroll right from their great website. Check out the Colts gift shop as well, and you can go to uacasatacolts.com to find out everything you need to know about the Colts, whether it's basketball, soccer, or shooting sports. Any Colts fans can find all the information that they need and merchandise they need on uacasatacolts.com, and go to cccua.edu today.
Now we're going to talk about the Dierks Outlaws, and guess who we got for that?
The aficionado.
Yeah. King Tut.
King Tut.
Funky Tut.
Aficionado.
I'd like to see him do that. The Steve Martin song.
Oh, King Tut. Yeah, yeah.
You ever see that Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing the, can you walk like an Egyptian?
Yeah.
Into traffic?
He looked like a duck trying to walk.
What are you trying to say?
I don't know.
Frogger?
Yeah, exactly. Outlaws.
Outlaws. I don't have near as much information as I'd like to this week, but that's not going to keep me from talking for a while. We're going to start with the Outlaw baseball team, and I didn't get any stats on anybody. I'll do better. I've been out of a vehicle, and I hadn't seen either one of these teams play so far this year. But the Outlaws defeated Cutter 8-0 last week, lost to Spring Hill on Friday 10-0, and they lost to Murfreesboro on Monday of this week, 10-0. And their games this week, they travel to Mount Ida, and on Friday they host Caddo Hills. So they've got a couple more games this week and should be some good games for the Outlaws. Lady Outlaws softball went 2-1 in a tournament at Center Point, lost in the championship game. But in first-round action, they defeated Fountain Lake 9-8. Sophie Younger went 2-for-2 and had with a walk. They took on Jesseville and defeated Jesseville 15-11. Aspen Pugh went 4-for-5. And then in the championship game, they were defeated by Center Point 5-4. Riley Simmons went 3-for-3 with a walk. Chris and Eisenhower had 9 strikeouts in the whole tournament. And on Monday, they defeated Cossetot River 13-3 with Riley Simmons going 3-for-4, 2 doubles, and a single.
Wow.
And they do not have any more games until after spring break.
Wow. That's a bit of a wait. That's a bit of a...
That's a couple of weeks, right?
Yep.
Hey, that works. Sounds like they got off to a pretty good start, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some teams got to respond to that better than, or you know, like good rest versus, you know.
Well, yeah, and if you're paying attention, I think you noticed we've heard a lot of those names during basketball season. Well, and they probably need a little rest.
Yeah. I was going to say, don't hold me to this, but I believe Aspen Pugh and Riley Simmons are going to be the only two basketball players that play softball. And like I say, I hadn't seen them, so.
Right.
But from the past, that's what I would think. Speaking of basketball moving to softball, I want to mention some postseason honors for our basketball real quick. It'll be the last mention of basketball for a little while. Presley Pugh received All-Conference. Savannah Tedford, All-Conference. McLean Smith, All-Conference. Jacoby Faulkner, the freshman, received All-Conference. Peyton Beckman, All-Conference and All-State. Raleigh Walston, All-Conference and All-State. Riley Simmons, All-Conference, All-Regional Tournament Team, All-State. And Addison Hill, they couldn't find any more awards to give her, I don't think. All-Conference, All-Regional Tournament Team, All-State Tournament Team, and All-State.
Wow. And, that's fantastic.
And that's kind of the postseason awards, wraps up everything for Outlaw basketball and Lady Outlaw basketball.
Who wins the Tuttle Award?
Greg Gravels and Tony Scott. They got to share it.
We ain't sharing nothing.
Okay, I'll take the award home Monday and Tuesday. You get it Thursday and Friday, and we both touch it Wednesday.
It'd probably be like the Stanley Cup, and we break it.
Yeah. Y'all don't even carry it around, throwing it across one boat to another like Tom Brady and Gronk did.
Y'all don't share anything, not even like when you go out to eat before a big road game.
We don't share nothing. No, we all eat our
car.
We do share a car. We do ride together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not but just two guys sharing a Frosty?
You think I... No. You kidding me?
I don't share French fries.
I don't share a Frosty with anybody.
Yeah. You dip French fries in it?
It ain't around long enough to dip anything in other than his spoon. I'm telling you, Greg Revels can eat a Frosty in 15 seconds.
Pretty close.
I don't even share one with my wife.
It takes me 15 or 20 minutes because I do it with a straw.
Yeah, he eats a Frosty with a straw. That's the most Yankee thing to do I've ever seen in my life.
That's a custard pie.
He probably wants a...
I got called out for bidding on a custard pie to pop.
He probably
when I first got to Arkansas, I was walking up to get my pie, and somebody from the back said, "That's a Yankee pie."
I don't know if it was because it was a custard pie or because you bought it.
It's the only one I could afford. I was not prepared for how much people get for pies in Arkansas.
Man, you're from the South, all right?
Yeah,
you're
sure
from
he
the
is.
South.
He
Me?
Is now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, maybe now.
Yeah. No. I don't know.
Nobody claims
West Virginia.
No.
Not the North or the South.
Yeah.
One more outlaw thing before we move on from...
We already moved on, but go ahead.
Outlaw-related stuff. Well, we're moving back because this is important stuff. Other than winning $1 million, the biggest fundraiser the Derrick's Athletic Booster Club has is the golf tournament.
Ah.
And on April 4th, they will have the 4th annual Derrick's Outlaw Booster Club golf tournament, 3-man scramble, $375 a team. That covers mulligans and... It's always a great time. Good door prizes. They haven't let me go pick them out yet, but I will. They'll be good.
So that's 2 weeks from Saturday.
I don't have a calendar in front of me. It's the day before Easter.
Yeah,
it's April 4th.
It's 2 weeks from Saturday.
We got room for probably 10 to 12 teams left, and we need all of the sponsors we can get.
Okay.
$200 a sponsor, get you a sign put up on the course.
Do you get to golf too then?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, for
another what?
Another $375, get you a team.
Another $100.
So $375. So the bargain is for $575, you can have a sign and golf.
Yeah. $375 a team. We went up from $300 because last year people were coming in and trying to pay for mulligans. Some of them had already paid and didn't pay for mulligans. So $125 a person, and we're gonna throw in mulligans.
Unlimited. Yeah.
Well, we are. Somebody told me they didn't think we should, but I think for $25 a person, each person gets one on the front and one on the back. I mean, I think that's fair enough.
I don't know if I've ever paid $12.50 for a mulligan.
Yeah.
So, otherwise.
Of course, we usually just take them anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
Otherwise, we miss church on Sunday because we're still up there playing in the tournament.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, we did a golf tournament for a camp back in West Virginia, and I came up with the idea that it was 20 years ago, but for $1 or $2, you could pick up your ball and throw it once. I think it's a great fundraiser because if you're just off the green, you can pick it up and throw it one time for free.
That's pretty good.
Oh, it doesn't count as a stroke?
No.
Oh. There you go.
I throw clubs a lot.
Have you ever lost a club throwing it? Because I have.
I don't think I've lost one. I have broken one.
Well, I knew where it was, but I couldn't get it.
What are the odds? I was playing, and this has been 30 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm just playing a casual round at Hope, and I can't even think of what hole it is. And my buddy says, "There's a club up in that tree." So we threw.
May have been mine.
We threw. No, I don't think. We threw clubs at it until it fell, and it was left-handed. So I kept it. I used that club for probably 5 years.
Wow.
So
are you left-handed? It.
Yeah. It's the only thing I do. I drink beer left-handed and play golf.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of weird. If you drank beer right hand, you could play golf and drink beer at the same time.
True.
Man, not really. See, I mean, right hand is going to be my. How do you think I landed?
Oh, okay. Well, I was just going to do this.
I just really don't
this
get it.
This works out really good on a podcast. Yeah. I can't see you guys.
It doesn't matter. Everybody knows what we're talking about. They've seen Tuttle swing before.
They've seen me drink beer and plug out.
Much more, his left hand is much more important in the beer drinking than is the golfing. I promise you that.
I just don't get golf. It's supposed to be, I thought it was like a relaxing game. You guys are smashing it down, now. Throwing clubs.
It is now.
It is now?
Yeah, when you start golf, you think you're going to be good.
Oh, I guess.
Everybody thinks you're going to be Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
You know? It doesn't take long for golf to beat that out of you.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
I don't know why you would think that.
Well because
ball, you know.
And everybody always thinks they're better than they are.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
I know I stink, so I don't care.
I mean, like I've...
So, you know, playing strictly by the rules, out for me.
Right.
I've always heard the story that everybody thinks they're Greg Norman, because Greg Norman, there's a story that goes around, like he was on a hole and he had, just say 160 yards of the hole, and they said his caddy told him, said, it's either 160, 161, and he turned around and chewed his caddy out and said, well, which is it?
Yeah, that's the same way I am. Yeah, but anyway, mention that one more time. So
April 4th.
All right, that's the Outlaw Golf Tournament, and if you want in, it's $125 a person, 3-man teams. If you want to be a sponsor and get a sign on the course, $200. Right,
we'll take any amount of money for sponsorship, but $200 gets you a sign.
Okay,
that's what I tell everybody that goes out and asks. Somebody might say, we've had people say, I'll give $100. Just tell them, say, hey, we'll take your money. You don't get a sign for $100, but we'll take any amount they want to give.
Okay.
$600.
Sounds like a winner. How about free advertising?
Speaking of winner.
How about a sponsor for a free advertising?
I was just going to say, speaking of winner, my card's filled out.
Your card?
Yeah, I've already got my scorecard.
Oh, I thought you were.
And I don't even have a team in it.
What's the score to beat?
He's 14 under.
14? Come on, Greg.
And that's how many beers.
No, it's too early. I don't start till back 9.
You're probably right about that.
That's why I'm having myself tee off on number 10 so I can go ahead and start.
That's good.
DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. DeQueen Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West right here in DeQueen. Give them a call at 870-642-8387. That's Vets. And you can schedule your appointment today or ask any questions that you might need. And Ashdown Veterinary Clinic at 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown, 870-898-5181. Schedule your appointment or ask any questions with Ashdown Veterinary Clinic as well. Martin Veterinary Services has been a proud sponsor of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air since the very beginning, and we appreciate them so much for that, and not only that, what they do for the community, and that is offer high-quality veterinary services to everybody here, whether it's just simple stuff, spaying and neutering, or medications, checkups, and things like that, down to more serious things. You can trust Martin Veterinary Services to take care of you, and don't just take my word for it. There are a ton of good reviews on Google and across the board. You can check out their Facebook page as well, DeQueen Animal Hospital / Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, and hundreds of reviews, all 5 stars. And, you know, you always need to be able to trust the person that you're taking your pets to, and Martin Veterinary Services is the one. I have used them for multiple occasions, whether it's with my dogs or my cats, and they've been an absolute delight. Such a blessing to have them in this community offering these services. So we appreciate them so much, and you can go to DeQueen Animal Hospital or Ashdown Veterinary Clinic today for all your veterinary needs.
We got to talk about the Costot River Eagles. Eagles 1-2 in baseball. They beat Beard this week 8-4. Lavaca, whatever, Tuesday, and then Mansfield Thursday.
LeBanion.
I got one question. Do the Lady Eagles and the Eagles, do they schedule their games on different days so Coach Barrett can coach them?
Yeah.
Probably.
I don't know when that guy does anything, man. He is the busiest guy I know.
Well, you know, I drove by there the other night about midnight, and the lights on the fields were on, and there was one guy out there raking the fields and doing mowing and stuff. It was him, I guarantee you. I didn't stop.
Well, on his Facebook page this morning.
I say that's what I was supposed to say.
It was 24 degrees, mm-hmm. and he had two girls, the one to go out and take BP before school
at 6:30 this morning.
Yeah, and he was out there with them. Now that he's the guy, man.
Yeah. Yep, he is the guy. But, you know, Lady Eagle softball, 2-2, they lost to Jesseville and Dirks this week, and they've got the same two teams as the Eagles baseball team do.
And now it's time for my favorite segment of the program, and that is the award show, giving out various awards to all the different players of the area.
All right, we're ready to do that, and we're going to start off with the Shelter Insurance Jeff Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week.
Going to go to Jaden Broyles, who had several hits last week. In a 3-0 week for the Leopards.
All right, moving on quickly, the Dom Tar Panther Player of the Week.
Going to go to senior Nate Castle, who's their second baseman closer, and listen to Cross's interview. He had a great week.
The Horatio State Bank Line Player of the Week.
Alea Lamp, she was only 10 of 21 at the plate. She had six doubles, a triple, and in the Harrison tournament where Horatio just took everything.
Yeah. Well, they won it, right?
Yeah.
And then the Horatio State Bank Gator Player of the Week.
It's going to be Tristan Banya, a 9 innings pitched, a 3.38 ERA, and 5 strikeouts.
The Loveless Refrigeration Scrapper Player of the Week is going to go to?
Going to go to the dealer, Carson Chambers, 7 innings pitched, 14 strikeouts, and only give up one hit to the Ashdown Panthers.
Great outing by him. Shelter Insurance Todd Moore Agency Outlaw Player of the Week this week will be?
It's going to be Riley Simmons, and we've talked about her before.
All right. Yeah, just once or twice. Great athlete everywhere she plays. The Union Bank of Mena Bearcat Player of the Week.
It's going to be junior Avery Montgomery. She hit 400 last week, had a 600 slugging percentage. And a shout-out to Jaden Cox, who we didn't get to talk about last week, got her information late. She hit 500 last week and had a 600 slugging percentage.
All right. And moving on to the Union Bank of Mena Eagle Player of the Week.
Serafina Ford. She had 12 strikeouts in the circle and a 650 batting average last week.
That's great.
Yep.
Now, moving on to the area awards, we're the Toad Thumper Lures Girls Player of the Area.
Going back to the Horatio Lions again, it's going to be Haley Lyons, 10 of 18 at the plate. 6 triples. I've never heard of that in a week.
6 triples?
6 triples, a home run, and 13 RBIs.
Oh, my goodness.
And she didn't win the shirt.
Well, I can't wait to see who did.
Yeah, I know.
All right, the Horatio State Bank Boys Player of the Area this week.
Going to be Leopards Connor Shelton. Connor came into a game against a really good Broken Bow team in the second inning with the bases loaded and nobody out. Got the Leopards out of the inning without a run. Went on to one hit the Savages. And that was a big win for the Leopards.
And now we're to the Southwest Arkansas Sports page on the air. Mud Creek Designs Player of the Area and the winner of the coveted Swaspoda t-shirt.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I've never seen a line like this for a softball pitcher. Paige Williamson went 4-0 on the week with 33 strikeouts, gave up one earned run, and threw 2 no-hitters last week.
Oh, my gosh. She should just quit.
No, everybody
well,
else.
We're should. Just going to take the whole pile of t-shirts over to Paige after we get done today.
How do you do better than that next week? I don't know. I guess you'll have to play 7 games next week instead of 6.
Throw 3 no-hitters.
I guess so. Man, what a week by her, and congratulations to her, and congratulations to all the winners of the awards this week. We got one more thing to do. We got to mention the Diamond Bank Game of the Week this week, and it's going to be
2 huge baseball games coming up this week between Magnolia and DeQueen that will go a long way in deciding the 4A7.
All right.
Jobs.pilgrims.com. That is the website to go to see everything that Pilgrims offers in the way of careers. The leading global provider of high-quality food products, including well-recognized brands and value-added premium products. As one of the world's largest poultry producers and a fully integrated pork producer, Pilgrims has provided wholesome quality products to customers and consumers for more than 7 decades. And they have over 58,000 team members, taking great pride in providing more than 133 million daily servings of protein to retailers, restaurants, food service providers, and consumers around the world. The company includes 39 production facilities and 27 prepared food facilities in 14 states, the UK, Puerto Rico, Mexico, and Europe. Pilgrims is proud to partner with more than 4,900 family farms for poultry and over 6,300 family farms for hog and lamb supplies. Their vision guides everything they do to be the best and the most respected company in the industry, creating the opportunity of a better future for their team members. I'm talking hourly production, plant operations and support, drivers, research and development, quality assurance and food safety, human resources, sales and marketing, accounting and finance, professional opportunities. If you think you could be an asset to the company, you should go to jobs.pilgrims.com and even check out their benefits, better futures, insurance, growth. There is no better company to take ownership of your career growth than JBS. Explore the opportunities for development with a global food company. Take advantage of more than 2,000 courses in their development learning program offerings, online learning and ad hoc courses, 401ks. With your 401k, they offer company match, long-term tax benefits, investment options, and geographic flexibility. And of course, paid holidays and time off. So all of your benefits taken care of, your career taken care of, absolutely amazing. And that's not even to get into their community action that they take here, right here in Southwest Arkansas and all over. Whether it's community events, fundraisers, you can always see Pilgrims participating in some form or fashion, whether it's providing chicken for fundraisers and just so much more. They're always a huge member of the community. They employ so many people here, and it's a perfect fit for our podcast. Of course, we love having Pilgrims on. It makes total sense, and they're big supporters of all the local sports in the area, always big supporters of our radio station and everything. So we're so appreciative to have them on board. And if you're interested in joining their team, you should go to jobs.pilgrims.com. And that about wraps up all of the high school sports we're going to talk about this week, but we got some more national topics that we want to discuss. And this segment is brought to you by Mina Pre-Owned. For all your pre-owned vehicle needs, visit Mina Pre-Owned today.
All right. Thank you, Tyler, for that. And
that didn't have any sarcasm on it.
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate him doing it. He does such an excellent job. You know, I just feel like such an amateur. I get around these guys that do this for a living. And
like when you're calling baseball with Jay Bunyan, yeah, like I'm going to be today?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, you call the first couple of innings, and he calls the next two, and you go,
why are you giving this back to
yeah,
me?
Yeah, why am I giving this back? You know, it's like, yeah.
You don't ever look at those guys and think, I wonder if I'm teaching them anything.
Yeah, how not to bring me with them next time.
Well, Greg does know where the best Frosties are.
So. That's true. I do know that. I don't
Hope,
know a lot.
Arkansas.
That's right. That's right. But you know, moving on to some national talk, you know, just mentioned real quickly, Hogs baseball, they took 2 out of 3 from number 3 Mississippi State this past weekend. And, you know, when you're looking at the teams they're playing in conference, a lot of times if you win 2 out of 3, you're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a good weekend.
I read them a lot a little bit a couple weeks ago for their loss to Arkansas State, but Arkansas State's having an incredible season.
Yeah,
so.
They are having a good season.
Yeah.
Softball, they were 1 out of 2 and 1 and 2 against Alabama, but, man, Alabama one of the top teams in the country, too.
Yep.
Never going to be easy for the softball teams. But looking at the basketball, man,
they had a big win the other day.
Three of them. I mean, they were all big. They were big wins. They played really well. We don't have a lot of players. You know, we play 7 players.
Yeah.
I just think that there's a you know, Tony, you mentioned the fact about the first weekend, and you know, I think it's going to be a tough weekend for them. You know, you get to that second weekend, though, you know, if you can get that far, and, you know, so the thing about having seven players is they just did the hardest thing they're going to have to do.
That's right.
Shorthanded, because they had three games in 3 days.
That's right.
And two of them were – one of them was at 8:30 Friday night and then at 2:30 Saturday afternoon. So they did a short turnaround there and then noon the next day. So less than 24 hours between each one of those games. They're not going to do that again. They're going to have – you know, they'll have two games on the weekend and there'll be a day in between them. So.
And they got a little help with other teams knocking out the number one and two seeds in mm-hmm. the SEC tournament. But that's something you kind of expect to happen in the NCAA tournament. There will be some upsets here and there.
Yeah.
You know, you might win a game and play a team you never expected to. So
Calipari became the first coach to coach two different SEC programs to a conference tournament championship, SEC conference tournament championship, yeah. which –
You How know, long has it been since
from
the
Kentucky were really thrilled about that?
They've only won that tournament one time, and it was in, and you wouldn't believe this. Do you know? I know. It was in 2000. And they played four games in 4 days to win that tournament. You know, the good teams won national championship, went to runner-up the next year. They didn't win this tournament.
Yeah.
And I remember because I was there. And you know, and very upset that they lost. But because I didn't want to stay another day, but I didn't, because I didn't care about watching Kentucky. But anyway, you know, that's the only time they won it.
And I knew it had been won.
And it was a team that nobody expected to win. You had to play all 4 days to win it. So, you know, that's the only time they won it, and now they've won it again. And I'm going to tell you, you know, there are several things I can say about the Razorbacks. And, you know, like you said, you get into this deal, you're one and done, so who you got to play well every time, because all these teams can play.
Well, they may be playing better at this moment than any team in the country.
Yeah. And I think they probably got the best player in the country.
I would agree with that, too.
Bruce Pearl would agree, too. Yeah. I heard him say so.
I mean, Darius Acuff, after watching him over the weekend, I got to put him number one on the Hog players of all time. And you may argue with me. There's been some good players, but I have not seen a Razorback player that can take a game over like he does.
Composed and clutch.
Yeah,
really come to mind watching him. Mm-hmm. I mean, two of those games in the SEC tournament. Well, one of them, I think he had 4 points at halftime and finished with 30. And then, what was the championship game of the day? Mm-hmm. He hit back-to-back 3-pointers. Just before the half to give yourself 12 points.
Mm-hmm.
And he's solid.
Yeah. I like that one. When he got pushed out of bounds, he hit it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. You know, and he did that a couple of times during the tournament. But anyway, we look forward to seeing how they're going to do. And that kind of segues into the next thing we're going to talk about. It's the brackets. And you want to talk about Final Fours. You want to go with yours first, Tony?
Sure. I've got it up here. I filled mine out on ESPN, so I'll be expecting that $1 million anytime now. I've actually got I went pretty much chalk except for one, Duke versus Florida in the championship game, and in Michigan, and I've got the Hogs out at the championship game, and the Hogs beating Duke for the national championship.
Man, wouldn't that be great?
It would.
Yeah, I have got my picks. If I can get them pulled up here, you're looking at Arkansas coming from there. They're going to beat Gonzaga to get into the Final Four. Then you're going to have Houston beating Bandy to get into the Final Four. And if I can get to the next ones. Michigan and Santa Clara.
Yeah.
Yep. And Michigan's going to go from there. And then the other one's going to be Duke over Michigan State. And then I've got Duke and Arkansas winning, and Arkansas winning too.
Well, there you go.
So, 2 for 3.
You're going to ruin it?
Huddle? Are you picking yours as we speak?
No, I'm just kind of scrolling through the bracket.
Okay.
I've seen a lot of upsets the other day I was going to pick.
He fills out his tournament bracket the way he fills out his golf cart. He's going to wait till it's over.
Yeah. I never lose.
Yeah.
I never lose doing that.
Well, do you have a dark horse that you think will give – I've got St. Mary's getting to the Sweet 16, you know, beating Texas A&M, then upsetting Houston, which would – kind of knock your
well,
bracket
I think
out.
My Santa Clara team going to the to the Sweet 16 is pretty big too.
I'm going with Florida in their region, UCLA in that Duke region, I believe.
There's a lot of people on ESPN that like UCLA.
Arizona. I think Arizona will beat Arkansas when they meet up.
I think the Big 12 is overrated in basketball, and I think we're going to find that out in this NCAA tournament. Now, they may put four teams in the Final Four, but I really believe the Big 12 is overrated.
And I'll take Akron in the other one.
Akron?
You mean Akron?
Whoever they are.
The Zips, baby. There's a lot of people have them winning their first game. Who are they playing in their first game? It's a 5-12 game.
It's Texas Tech.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Texas Tech lost their big guy.
Yeah, that's right.
So it makes sense.
Texas Tech lost the guy that was
now,
the best
Akron
player
get
in college
the Final
basketball.
Four makes a little less sense, but.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, here's the deal.
I was expected to come in and see a bracket. Akron.
Probably shouldn't even be in the NCAA tournament because Miami, Ohio went undefeated through the whole season and then got beat in the conference tournament. And then there was some doubt whether they were going to get an at-large bid into the NCAA tournament. They ended up getting one. One of the last four in. And as a guy who loves mid-majors, if you've got to go 31-1 to get one of the four at-large bids, that's worrisome to me.
The play-in games, they start tonight.
They do start tonight.
Yes. See, I complain about this every year. I hadn't figured that out. You got 11 and 11, 16 and 16. Yeah, why is that 11 not one of your 16 seats? I don't understand that.
I don't know.
Somebody's going to have to get out a chart and show me how that
more
works.
Money for the NCAA.
Yep, but I, you know, I'm
maybe the AAA put that together.
I'm looking forward to it. This weekend's the best weekend for college basketball.
There's
every
no doubt.
Weekend,
and it is ball to wall.
Oh yeah, ball starts Thursday about 10:30.
You can warm
that
left elbow up.
Not till after lunch.
Well, it'll be lunchtime when they start on the East Coast.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
That's right. That's right. But you know, so we all picked our champion. You want to pick one?
Gonzaga.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
Y'all
right?
Said who
they're
y'all
still in it.
Win it all.
I said Arkansas.
Yeah, I said Arkansas. Who are you going to say? Okay, it's not a bad pick. You got Gonzaga.
Sure,
I think that's a great pick.
Nice.
I love Gonzaga. Yep.
It's one of the ones I know.
Yep. Well, as long as you know them, that's good.
You threw it out there, not even knowing if they was in the tournament.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, he heard me say it. Yeah. He wasn't listening, but he heard it. It was just subconscious.
It was right here.
Yeah, subconsciously. So anything else y'all want to talk about on the Final Four?
No, we'll talk more about it.
Yeah,
Go Hogs.
Yeah, we'll talk
about it. Go Hogs.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And how about Robert Parrish?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I saw that on Facebook, and I shared it with you and Jeff and Cody. And he's basically taking these guys to task for taking nights off and not playing to win and things like that. Some of the things that we've been saying for a long time. But when Robert Parrish says it, it has some gravitas to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, he was called St. Patrick's Day. He was a Celtic. And he was called the Chief.
Yeah.
And he was called the Chief for a reason.
Yeah.
When he spoke, people listened. Didn't speak a lot. But when he spoke, like E.F. Hutton, people listened.
Yeah.
And he didn't look like a fighter either, but he would swing on somebody.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
He looked like a fighter in that video. But taking these guys to task, load management stuff and, you know, throwing games. And, man, he go to my Facebook page if you want to see it. But he basically lambasted the current NBA.
Yeah. Huh. Well, you know, it's a totally different situation. You know, and I saw, I don't know, you know, I agree with him 100%.
Me too.
You make that much money, you ought to play. Now, you see Steve Kerr's calling for playing fewer games, which, you know, don't understand that. I don't care if you play fewer games, then make everybody
just
play.
Just more, less NBA games I won't watch.
Yeah.
Because the NBA has turned into what it has turned into.
Yeah.
I watched NBA basketball when Robert Parrish played.
Yeah.
I didn't miss a game.
Yeah.
You know how many I watch now?
Zero.
Exactly,
yeah,
right.
Me too.
That tells you everything you need to know about the NBA today.
Yeah.
You didn't miss a game when Robert Parrish played because there was only like one a night on televised.
Well,
I mean,
that's true.
They couldn't televise every game going on.
Yeah.
Was he the last player to wear double zero?
Maybe.
You still see him wear zero, but he was double aught.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. He was a like tough Buckshot. Customer, man.
Yeah, he was tough. But you know, I kind of hinging off that, I saw Michael Jordan. They were, you know, NBC's got some basketball now, and they incorporated Michael Jordan into it, mostly pregame and stuff. And he was talking to whoever, Mike Tirico. And you know, they were talking about GOAT. And had other people talking about GOAT, too. And basically were saying that, you know, there's not just one GOAT.
Yeah.
There's, you got to look at different errors and different things. And you know, of course, I don't know. It really surprised me that Michael was as gracious as he was.
Yeah.
Because I think he's more competitive. And I believe if you had him sitting in here and he was smoking a cigar and we were talking, I bet you $100 he would never say he wasn't a GOAT.
No, I bet you're right.
I mean, I just don't.
I'd never say it.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't if I were him either. And I don't think, you know, he was a little more gracious about it than that. And you know, talking about different errors and different players. And, you know, I didn't get to play against so-and-so and yada, 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 all that stuff. And that's true. He didn't. I mean, you know, you're talking about, and there's been a lot of great players.
There has. But Michael Jordan didn't get the rest that these load management guys have.
No. No,
he played with the flu every night.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing about it is whether, you know, if he took off 20 games a year, he could still be playing, I think.
Well, that's the,
You know, I mean. Or
and the only season he done that is when he was playing baseball.
That's right. Yeah, he came back in the middle of the year.
Yeah.
But you know, I think the thing about it is when you play every night and you play all the time, you wear yourself out quicker.
Yeah.
And you know, so you go on and you know, if you'd said to Michael Jordan, I don't know that he'd done it, but you said, hey, we're going to let you play half the games. And until playoff time, then you can play. And get the same money. He probably would have played for a while longer.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that, you know, of course, Jerry Krause had a lot to do with a lot of those guys quitting.
Yeah.
And they quit. I mean,
I thought you were going to say breaking up that team. But
well, he did. That's essentially what he did, which was ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, he's probably one of the most hated men in Chicago.
Yeah, it's untelling how many championships the Bulls could have left out there. They won six.
Yeah.
And how many they left out there?
Oh, I'd say at least a couple more.
You know, I do too.
Huh?
Capone's more popular in Chicago.
That may be true. That may be true. But anyway, I'm 100% with Robert Parrish on that stuff.
Me too.
And so Team USA wins the World Baseball Congress?
Not yet, but they're in the championship game. They got another big win.
Yeah.
Like it's tonight.
It is tonight. Very controversial win over the Dominican Republic.
I agree.
You know, I've been told since I picked up a bat and started playing baseball, my dad coached me and he said, Don't give the umpire control with two strikes. If it's close, swing the bat. I've been told that since I was 5 or 6 years old. And the pitch was low. I mean, you can't say it wasn't low. It was probably close enough to swing out with two strikes.
It was framed pretty well after the pitch.
It was.
I mean, I don't know. It was a ball.
It was a ball. It absolutely was. And who's to say he didn't strike him out on the next pitch? But it was a terrible call. And I looked at the metrics for the umpire for the whole night. He only missed like 4 or 5 calls all night, but that one was huge. Now the United States will play not Italy,
Venezuela.
But Venezuela, who upset Italy. Italy gave the United States their only loss in this whole thing, just about cost them a chance to move on. And now they'll play Venezuela, who's a
really good pitcher for the Dodgers.
there's some good baseball teams in this thing.
Oh yeah,
yeah. The Dominican Republic, of course, has got a good baseball team. Venezuela has a lot of good baseball players.
Every team's got a few major leaguers on it. I mean,
yeah. Japan got knocked out earlier. I'm sure that they thought that should have been knocked out, and
It would be a. I mean, it would be nice for the USA to win this. And if you've watched the thing over the last couple weeks, any thought of putting this thing in the Olympics is a terrible idea.
Yeah,
terrible. It's played at the exact right time of year.
Yeah, yeah, I think so too.
Yeah,
that's a great spring training tool. I mean,
absolutely.
Skeens is the best pitcher in it, and he's on a pitch count. You know, you gotta like that at this time.
As a Pirate fan, I like it.
Yeah, at this time of year, you have to
he won't like it next year.
When he's a Yankee.
That's right. That's right. Well, guys, we got to go. We've been here, you know, and done a lot of good things. We talked about a lot of baseball and softball with a lot of high school teams. You know, we look forward to seeing what they do as we move into conference season. Everybody's getting into that now. Didn't take long.
No, you know,
rapidly moving from one sport to the next.
This whole thing, it just seems like it was August and we were previewing football teams. And
yeah.
You know, now we're midway through the baseball softball season.
Yep, and so we're going to go for now, but we'll be back next week with another episode. But man, we appreciate all the sponsors and everything they do for us. We appreciate the coaches and the play-by-play guys, the athletic directors, everybody that calls in, talks to us, sends us a text, whatever, so we can do what we want to do. And we appreciate the players so much. And that's who we're doing this for.
Absolutely.
We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
See you next week.